Today, we're going to learn an interesting topic of halacha. That is, bizayon oichlin. Ochlin. Food needs to be treated with respect. Now, why this should have, and I know people have a lot of respect for a steak. Right? People say, shh, you see when the steak comes out. When the rab comes out, the steak comes out. Shh, chalt. Osvor. Shh. Eze shvachim, eze kavod, eze yirat, haromimut shala osvor. This is. But the truth is, there's a halacha of kavod for everything. Everything from the biggest, most honorable rechashuv of food to the smallest, simplest, nothing food. Now, why is it so important to have kavod for food? Why is it so important? And the answer is very simple. It's hakaras hatayim. Food gives you mazayin, and therefore what? You need to have respect for it. And the truth is, I can always say sometimes the food is a lot older than you, and you definitely have to give kavod for the food. No, but that's nothing. That's not the answer. But the real reason is because the kavod of the food, in essence, is what? The kavod of Hashem. It means you understand Shekhaz Baruch Hu Zan U'Mefarnes. So first of all, there's Akaras HaTayv to the food. And then there's actually Akaras HaTayv deeper to who? To Bara Olam. That's why we make so many brachas on food. Why? Appreciation. So there's a halacha called Isur Bizayin Eichlin. Let's see what could be included in this, cases that we don't know, always pay attention to. You know, I noticed recently, Sabra, they put out like a special snack pack. What's the snack pack? They give you hummus, hummus, the way you guys say it, hummus, yeah? And they give you a cracker. So what happens when I don't really want the cracker? I want the hummus. Can I use the cracker as a spoon?
Who eats the hummus?
No. Nice question, huh? No, Yalkut Yosef. Says the Yalkut Yosef, mutter. It's mutter lechol dais in the pass, the makom kaf, to use a piece of bread as a spoon.
You don't say mochi?
Vuhu, you're not eating the bread. Vuhu shiyoichel apas achar kach. But you need to what? At the end of the day, eat the bread. But to take out a slice of bread, just to use it as a spoon, what do you see from here?
Design.
No, it's interesting. Meaning, let's eat the cracker, right? If you plan on eating the crackers, so first you want to bite a hummus and some crackers afterwards. But if you don't plan at all eating those crackers, not so simple. You're using the food as what? As a kapit,
right.
As a spoon. Interesting, huh? Interesting, I love that. Okay. V'amidak dikim oichlim b'chol pam sh'machnis l'tay p'yam at min ha'pas im ha'daisim. Those that want to be careful and be medakdek, what should they do? They should eat with the chumus, a little bit pat, a little bit of the bread. Take a tiny drop of the bread.
Right.
They eat it. Now, hazorkim sukayot umadinim bevet hakneset achosin v'kala. Food is not allowed to be thrown around. Are you allowed to play baseball or catch with a candy? Of course not. It's bizayon eichlin. So how is the heter to throw candy at the chatan? A lot of people think, what is it? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to throw the food at the chatan. And to hurt him and to get him between the eyes and give him a good is a chiyuv d'oraita from the Aseret HaDibrot. Question is, probably it's not enough of a reason to matter the throwing of the candies. So let's see what it says. Hazorkim sukayot umadinim bevet sakra chosim v'kal yesol lizoyer shlo yavoyu lidei bizayin eichlin. You got to be careful that it shouldn't come to bizayin eichlin. The best example would be, let's say you throw candy, and the candies don't have wrappers. So you're throwing candies, it's rolling on the floor. You're not supposed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Says the halacha, the chen yesh li zar shlo yizra sukha b'makam shayna kiyah. Like I said, you're not allowed to throw it in places that's not clean. Shaloi lahafsid ha'oichlim. V'imraya oichlim u'shalachim baritz. And if they see food which is on the floor, asur lanicham kach. It's forbidden to leave him like this. Asur lanicham kach. So what do you have to do? You have to pick it up. So the kids, are doing big mitzvahs when they sit there grabbing all the candy from the floor. They're doing a real thing because they think they're collecting what? Candy. What are they really doing? Doing the mitzvah, taking care of the bizayin eichlin. The bizayin eichlin. That's what you see. Why not?
I mean, it's not something that you can live on.
So what? Food is food.
It's just candy, sweet things, something to make you sweet.
Candy, sweet. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Candy, it's food. Okay. The last I remember, they sell candy in the food store. That's the last thing I remember. I don't know. Maybe I got it wrong. Did you ever walk into a shoe store and buy candy? And by the way, you have to have respect for shoes also. It's a different time, a different place. All right, let's go further. And also, you're not allowed to take food and make it that it should become asur bana. Not relevant right now. Practical case. Now, are you allowed to take fruits of Arla and throw it? You take an apple off the tree after a year. In Eretz Yisrael, you throw it on the guy, right? You have to be careful. Mishum bizli eichlin. Shizarkim b'makim shibayin l'day b'zayin, k'yoy b'makim refesh v'tit. And then he says, even in a clean place, tzarech achakach l'chabit oisam shalo yidruch l'alayim. Av she'em noyadim l'sreifa. And even though they're anyway going to be burnt, b'kam makim e'linig b'aminig b'zayin l'hedya shalay l'tzarech b'yurah. But still not allowed to what? And use it in a not respectful way. So even though you're going to burn it, that's respectful because that's the mitzvah. If you throw it on the floor, it's going to get ruined. That you're not allowed to do. And I remember there was, I don't know if you guys, you throw the minig of Svardis to throw at the Chatan V'Kala?
What, candies?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't throw candies. You throw real, real, real hard stuff, like rocks.
Huh?
With stones, they throw stones inside. Oh, what? Oh, it's really?
It's like
shaped like stone, because really you want to throw stones at it. That's the real, that one? Because I figure that the minig has to be before the guy gets married. Because if it's after the guy gets married, then the wife is going to, who knows what she's going to throw at him, huh? From the Ezra Knashim. Anyways, the point being, what? Didn't have this custom.
Not throwing. We're giving you. Not throwing.
Not throwing. Not
they
throwing.
Used to put in the,
okay.
Like,
so I remember years ago, in my father's synagogue, my father's shul, there was a group of guys, friends. One of them was a chatan. So what did they do? They went and they threw coconuts. Yeah, this was they thought it was cool and cute to throw a coconut, yeah? So one guy threw a coconut really hard.
Yeah.
It hurt the chatan. He got so angry. He ran after the guy. They ran into the street. Yeah. He tracked the guy down. He started beating him up. Yeah. And all the friends had to come and what? And save the guy. And then we found out that it was actually the kala that asked. No, I'm just kidding. So the point being, so let's go. Yeah. The point being, when you had the fruit, it's a real story. I'm not making this up. It's a real, real story. Yeah. They were joking. It was supposed to be a joke, but this guy did it a little too hard. You know what I mean? All right. The point being that when you throw fruit, I was trying to bring out the fruit. When you throw fruit, you have to be careful. Arla. If it's pay race of Kaidish,
yeah.
You got to make sure that it's not going to be Derech B. Zaya. Okay. Says Allah Chavaita. Yesh Nayagim. Kishois and Paris Kavushim. Mimayim Melech. Menichim. Mesaychim. Chatichas Pas. Sometimes when you make like a pickle thing,
yeah.
They put sometimes a little like pieces of bread. Kadeshye Lechvushim. Tam Yop.
Okay.
And Israel Asas Kane, Kivashaisi Kane, Litsayracha, Ki Bushim. It's really meant for what? For the. So it's not a bizayon, it's food related, it's food meant. You know the famous question that the Mepharshim talk about at a wedding? What you'll have is that they make like a fruit. So they'll take the watermelon and they make it like a duck or something. They cut out that the watermelon is like a platter.
Designing.
Huh?
Designing.
What's it called?
Designing.
A designing, right? That's bizayon ochel. You're using the food as a plate.
You can't do that?
Not so simple. It's really not that simple.
Yeah, but you're not doing it. It's for people that...
Whatever it is, so they have no right to do it. The caterer shouldn't do it. I mean, if you're asking for it, then you tell your shtetl, you shouldn't be doing it. You're using the fruit. They're using this thing, and they're making it into a toy. It's not a toy, it's food. What are you talking about? You're using the thing. What do you mean? You're making it into a platter.
You're playing with food.
You're playing with food. You know, a lot of times what they do is that they take the cucumber, yeah, they cut out the middle, and they put the chrein in the middle, right?
Yeah, right.
What happens to that middle of the food? Where is it?
They're throwing it out.
I mean, what's the point?
You know, we're living in...
You're not allowed to do that. These are things which you might not be allowed to do.
What about...
I know,
but you know what happened? Why did it change? We live in America, everything gets thrown out.
Yeah, whatever we can.
We throw out, our husbands, our wives, it's everything gets thrown out. What do you call that? Recyclable. Recyclable.
You know, Rabbi, when you see a bread, you still kiss it.
I know.
Nice,
of course. Of course.
Never like that, like over here.
No, what are you talking about?
Never food. Never the true food like that.
I know. So let's eat halacha further. Yesh lizayir. Kishenoisein pas. Minalechem mishnah l'msubim. When you want to give lechem mishnah to the people, shlalizir kapat. Lifnei ha misubim der bizayir. You're not allowed to do it in a way of bizayon. Kimashlich eben. Avimena pas the message is vikazu. Interesting. I've seen many people do it. They throw it across the table. They throw the challah across the table. You're not allowed to do it. Now, I don't want to tell you in a way that I mean it in a contradictory. In the Hasidic shishuls, they do that. The Rebbes, they throw the fruits and they throw the food. Maybe that's mitzvah. Maybe that's a Rebbish thing. They do throw the bread?
They're supposed to eat the bread as fast as possible. So instead of passing around, you throw the bread to the next person.
That's okay, so let me tell you, I guess Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef is not a Sfardi, I guess. Tell me, the last I checked, he's a Sfardi? The last I checked, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef is a Sfardi? I think so. Okay, so that's what it says. I think so. Listen to what he says. He says not to do that. Okay? Yesh li zayer kishenai saying pas malechem mishlam subim shaloi lizer kapas. Not to throw out the bread. With them subin der bizayin. Ah, it ain't a pass the message. Even if it's not rooting the bread, you're just passing it. You put it down on the table. Oh, you pass it. Interesting. A lot of times, people, they take a pot, yeah, and they put underneath or on the side, but they put bread to warm up. A lot of times you do with the chalm. You put the challah on top of the chalm. He says you shouldn't do that. Why? Because what happens in case it spills or overflows and it flows onto the bread, you root the bread. Now let's do it. You hear how far he goes?
Yeah. But if you can eat it, it's no problem. Right?
Okay, let's go further. Yeah, if he can eat it, then it's not a problem, but if it gets root. You're not allowed to put live, raw flesh on top of a piece of bread. Even though you're helping the meat, that now the blood is going into the bread. Still, a mice, you're ruining the bread. I will bust it sleep. But once something is roasted, understandably, if you're going to eat the pot with the basar, interesting. You're not allowed to drink, let's say, kiddush. Are you allowed to make kiddush over the challah? The answer is no. Why? Because what's going to happen is it's going to spill. You have to be careful that the fruit, the liquid shouldn't spill over the bread. Okay, next halacha. Argas me'eitz menachem esaychem achalim. Mutar leishem alav. Sometimes you have a thing of food. You know, when you go on a trip, you have like this, what do you call that? The container that can hold the food?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to sit down on that?
If you have a food problem, not.
Huh?
If you have a food inside.
That's the question. If you have food inside, you're allowed to sit down on it. You don't think
so? It's like a hard cover.
So that's the question. Nice question, huh?
Yeah.
So the old timer says,
yeah, you're not allowed to.
The new timer comes and says, what's wrong? What's the big deal? I mean, I sit on the food itself. Why should I sit on the box? Okay, so let's see further. What's the halacha? Mutar leishem alav. Old timer, you lose. New timer, you win. She'ein a gayer lichzam achalim. You're not ruining the food. But if you set on a box, that lamaisa, the food gets squashed a little bit. Or on the thing of, can you set on a sack of potatoes?
No.
Seems to me a no.
Actually, it won't get squashed.
I know, but I understand. That's the issue. I mean, it doesn't get. You see, you know what it is? You know what you see from this conversation? You understand zilzul because you grew up with the concept. He doesn't look at it that way. He doesn't understand what do you see from here? Different generations see things differently. You look at it as zilzul. Ah, you're sitting on a potato. What are you talking about? It's food. And he's saying, I don't know, you're not rooting it. Here, let's say you sit on top of the rav. Right? Coming to the shul, you sit right on top of it. You make him bend down. You say, so the old timer says, what do you mean it's a zilzul for the rav? And what does the new timer say? What's the rav? Not hurting him. Not hurting him.
Yeah, all the time with the kid, you cannot put it on your back.
Because it comes from the father. That's the whole story. I was trying to tell you this. You know, are you allowed to take your kid and dance? They didn't do it. They didn't do it. Years ago, they held it was a bizayon. And today, it's the other way around. The other way around. Not only does the child not allowed to sit on top of it, right, because of that, it's the opposite. It's the father tells them to sit there, right? You get up for me. We live in a you get up for me society. Child tells the world is turned over. Now, the makayim tzairich mutal aniyah kikalechem the lost all of safe because they lie in boy. Could a person take a piece of bread? Sorry, I can't see. The makayim tzairich mutal aniyah kikalechem the lost all of safe. Oh, are you allowed to put a safer on top of bread? Sherei oise adam kol tzarich of the pas. Okay, now let me explain to you what this means. Bread is not only to eat. Bread is need. It's meant to be for the need of a person.
Right.
So any need included. For example, are you allowed to take an animal and dissect it for science?
That's not kosher, yeah.
That's
why?
By
so that's the answer. The answer is it's meant not only for food, but the animal was meant what? To service man. So any service that the man has from it would be mutter. So to dissect it, to learn out how to help another human being is mutter. Food is the same thing. It's there to not only for food, but for what? To help you. Litzarkai. So can I use food in a way for my need? Yes. Oh, wait a minute. What did we say about the whole story with the fruit and the in the catering where they use the things to as a plate? I thought you said food is litzarkai. It's a steer a little bit. A little contradiction here. A little contradiction. If you want to be honest, let's go. No? Did you hear the contradiction? What's the contradiction? Lev aharon. What is the contradiction? about what we just said. Yeah, well, we just said that that you're allowed to use a spoon. You hear? The food is a spoon, but not really. So therefore, you have to try to eat from it. You have to it's a bizarre. Okay. And then we said that at the catering, what happens at the catering might be a problem. But we just said that food is meant for usage of man, not only eating. And therefore, am I allowed to take a book and put it on top of a challah to make it closer to me? It is. B'chol she'ein amidin ha'mais ha'is m'pas. V'sayim chimba ha'kaira. V'kal v'chaymer l'seifa shehu mitzvahs limud ha'toira. Okay. Yes.
If someone, like, say, takes a cucumber and peels it, isn't that designed, or if he throws out peels?
The peels is not edible. It's not meant to eat. It's a peel.
No, so some people actually eat
some
it.
People eat it, but it's not meant. You want to eat peels, you can go eat peels. But peels are meant to be peeled. First of all, just the translation of the word peel, what does peel mean? Peel means it's meant to be peeled. That's what it means.
Well, for an apple, we eat it. And some people are
taking some it people, and some people don't like it. So therefore, it's a peel. Okay.
But what was the end of the day? You have to put the bread, the cedar on the...
Yes!
Is it shimush?
Shimush. Since it's l'shimush ha'adam, the food is meant l'shimush ha'adam, so therefore it's mutter. Okay, let's learn two more halachas. I see it's a little bit early, so let's go to the next topic. What happens if a guy puts food in his mouth without a bracha? What do you do? Shachach v'hichnis maskim v'toy piv b'lay bracha. By lung, by lung, by lung. He swallows it. V'einim avarach aleyem bracha rishayna. But you don't make a bracha rishayna. V'yina kein afilim eina idachuk lishtais hamaske shehichnis v'toy piv. And you have to do this afilim eina idachuk lishtais hamaske. So if you forgot and you put in your mouth, just swallow it. Yet, what do you do? You should think the bracha in your heart.
But
it's
not
going to
continue saying bracha on the rest of it.
Awesome, let's see.
Bim
shata shir revias b'li bracha rishayna. If he drank a revias without a bracha rishayna. You need to make a bracha, what?
Wow.
You still have to make a bracha nefashis. But then we said that if you continue drinking, you should make another bracha. Exactly what you said. Let's say he puts food which you can just take out of his mouth. It's not going to get ruined. It's a candy. So take it out, right? It's not going to get ruined. See that you spit out and you make a bracha. So
you
don't. You swallow it. The problem is a candy. I don't even keep on sucking it. Why can't you just take it out?
I'm just saying, not candy. So it's
not moose. You swallow it. While you swallow it, you should be mahara bracha b'libay. You should be
mahara. I cannot, even if it's still in my mouth, say the bracha, not b'libo, and then eat and swallow it, but it's still in my mouth.
That's what he's telling you, that while you're allowed to be mahara bracha b'libay.
No.
If it's in your mouth, then
because you can't have a bracha with your mouth full.
Yeah, but I'm not in the situation that.
So that's what I'm telling you. The halacha is you're not allowed to make a bracha with food in your mouth.
Yeah.
Malay peed, he called to Yiloso. When I make a bracha with my whole mouth, we learn out that you can't. Hey, I imagine guys, while he's making a bracha, hey, what's the food's mouth? You can't. Bracha with food in your mouth. It's not
it depends how much food I have in my mouth.
Nothing, even a drop. So if it's food that you can spit out, you spit it out. If it's food that you can't spit out, you swallow it. And while you're swallowing it, you think of the bracha. And then what happens? No.
Spitting out, you put it back.
You're spitting and putting it back.
So he's not spitting out. He's basically taking out and saying bracha again.
Right, if you could do that. Now, let's continue, yeah?
Rebbe, did you say a bracha on gum?
What's that question?
You make a bracha on gum. This is one of the biggest questions. All right, let me give you a 1 minute cheer about this topic.
You don't eat it. You don't eat it, you chew.
It's the juice.
Okay, so let me tell you. There was a whole controversy about eating trefah gum. There were those that came and said that you're allowed to eat trefah gum. Why? Since you're not swallowing, since you're not eating, since you're not, so those with the Rambam, based on the Rambam, since you're not swallowing, so you're allowed to eat trefah gum. What's the big deal? Huh? Others say that no, even for taste, you're getting the taste of the trefah. So let's discuss. If you learn that you're not allowed to trade for gum, because that's called eating, so then chayrit should follow that you have to make a... But if you learn that it's not called eating, that you can eat trade for gum, that's a good one. Maybe. Others want to say that even bracha is not so much about the eating. What is about it? Hana, it's the enjoyment. Therefore. Here, I'll give you an example. If let's say a guy would go, and he would take, an orange, like something that has a good, and he puts it on his skin, right? He should, you know, it should give him a lemon or something. Would you make a bracha on that?
No.
You don't make a bracha? Yeah, but you're having the, enjoyment from it, and then we all know there's a famous rule that we have to throw in, and that's called sicha. Kishtiya. Sicha means if you. Kishtiya, it's like what? It's like drinking. Sicha is kishtiya. It's like drinking.
Why?
Oh, you don't know this?
No.
When your body absorbs,
yeah.
It can absorb through your stomach.
Right.
And then it can absorb through the pores of skin on your hand. You know that? On the pores of skin.
Yeah.
The body absorbs with the pores.
Mm-hmm.
It's a famous rule. Are you allowed to have sicha on Yom Kippur?
No.
Why not?
It's a sad day and you cannot...
Sicha is kishtiya. Why are you not allowed to wash your hands on Yom Kippur?
Let me ask you a question. Why
are you not allowed to wash your hands on Tisha B'Av?
I'm not going to drink water for 10 days, but I'm going to go to the pool every single day. Does my body can hold up to it?
You need a lot more water than what the pores bring in, but a little bit.
What do you mean? It's not going to go. It's not going to.
Okay, so this is a machloikis. You and the reality of man. The reality is that when a person goes into a pool... There is water that goes into your body.
Why?
And whenever... Now, is it enough to be mazen the person? No. You know how much water a person is made up of? 67% almost. 67 to 70% of water.
Okay.
Tell me, what's the gematria of chayim?
Chayim?
Yeah. 61? Ooh. Mayim Chayim El Kelly. Mayim Chayim. Huh? 60? No? How much water is in a person's body? 60. Oh. So let's... Where are all my Google guys? They ran away, all my Googlers. Barry, you're a Googler? Google. Could a person stay in water, yeah,
and
without drinking... Would that help sustain him?
Yes.
No way.
Skin is an organ.
No way.
There is no way. His body will be absorbing whatever it needs.
No way. It
doesn't go through
your pores.
It goes through the blood right away.
So since you weren't paying attention to the first part of the shiur, okay, I'm sorry. He doesn't know me yet. He's getting insulted. Don't get that insulted. It's all good. You hear? Let me explain to you that we set a holy site called Sicha.
Kishtiya.
And that's why on Yom Kippur, what's the halacha?
No washing hands.
Tisha B'Av. Go ahead. No, you're talking to me?
We're searching.
You're searching. Okay, so let's go further.
Yeah.
Okay, says the halacha. So let's go one more halacha and then we'll stop. Now that they finally stopped drilling for a second, so I can listen to myself. Okay. L'chadchila t'hai v'nachin l'hasis ha'pirurim. So mice this up. The minute I start learning, they start drilling.
They wanted to join the class.
Right, they want to drill while I'm learning.
Should I call them in?
They will probably
say. L'chadchila t'hai v'nachin l'hasis ha'pirurim t'aypiv b'eis ha'bracha. Today shall you gam game bibracha. The chain and yes befiv ribu right. The person has a lot of spit in his mouth. You need to swallow it before you make the bracha. Why? Why, no? Mutter levarech kasha bepim munachis shinai. So could a guy make a bracha if he has false teeth? A person that maybe is not allowed to what? Make a bracha with food in his mouth. So maybe he's right? Maybe he's not allowed to have anything in his mouth. So therefore, maybe he's not allowed to have his false teeth in the mouth when you make it. Take it out. Maybe take it out. The aim is ekshas mishum yimali kol tilei secha. No problem. And that's why the teeth become part of the person's mouth. All right, we'll stop over here. Baruch Hashem li'olam.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.